Blog Talk Radio.
One of these nights you're just going to bust out singing because I can hear you and feel your dancing to that song every single week.
Well, I'm afraid that the song's going to end and I'm still going to be belting it out. And then it would be really embarrassing if I try to tone it down towards the end.
Yeah, it does come to an abrupt stop. But at least tonight the auto play just took off very well. I didn't play it twice or three times. That's very cool. Blog Talk Radio is getting it down. So you've got a thunderstorm coming. Are we going to get to hear some lightning and everything?
It's getting pretty loud. I'm not really sure what's going on. Hopefully I don't get, like, struck by lightning through my window or something. That would make for an interesting show.
We don't want to download
that way. We'd be like, oh, we could be on Ellen. I'm that girl who got struck by lightning during Blog Talk Radio.
No, that's awful. Don't say that. That's terrible. And we are getting a lot of downloads right now. We've had some wonderful guests. And as we were saying before the show went live, we're just going to have to just thank all those listeners for downloading the show. And, I get so excited. We're almost at 20,000 downloads for a peak show. I mean, that's just pretty cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. We're going to have to start pitting our guests against one another for who can get the most downloads.
I think we need to. I think I might start that tonight. I promise not to do it during the show.
Like, yeah, I'm thinking about like a cool graphic with like, making cartoon characters out of our guests with boxing gloves and like putting them up against each other each week.
Well, you know, we should do a Google fight. Let's see. Let's get it started first because they Google fight each other. We don't know where they are. And then, you know, each week we can go back and check that Google fight and say, oh, yeah, look, there he goes.
That's right.
I
one of our
show.
Okay.
So we have a guest. She's been very patient as we're sitting here playing around. So we have Dr. Sarah David, and AK. Sarah and I got to meet each other earlier this week.
I know. I saw that. I was very jealous.
I knew it. So welcome, Sarah. It's great to have you on the show tonight.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be a part of the show, and I had a blast with you last night in person.
I know. It's just, I love, we all love networking. And then when we can do it and meet in person, and I had someone look at me, Sarah, it was really funny, you know, because you came in, I got up, and, you know, we hugged and we chatted, made introductions, and someone said, so, geez, how long have you known Sarah? It's like, I don't know, 3-4 days. Oh, we met her a couple of days ago? Yeah, online. But that's the whole part of social media. It's like we become friends before you actually meet in person.
Yes. It's amazing.
Yes. And so we're going to talk about branding tonight for social media marketing success. But why don't you go ahead and give us a little information about yourself?
Okay, sure. I'm actually the CEO and founder of Social Savvy Sarah. And it's a personal branding and social media consultancy where we provide social media strategy so that people can actually build their brands using social media so they can be socially savvy. And one thing I like about it is we have some people that are do-it-yourselfers out there, so I like to provide a one-stop shop for people that are do-it-yourselfers, but also for those that need done-for-you services for any personal branding or social media needs to help a person advance in their career or in their business.
Very good. There was an article years ago that I read. Was it, his name is going to come to me, a brand called You, Tom Peters.
Yeah.
I love that. And it wasn't until I read his article probably a year ago, but I think his article was written in 1997. I never really thought about branding yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, and I know there's a lot of folks that really don't understand that, you know, the importance of branding yourself and how to go about doing that.
Okay. I'd be happy to explain it. So the whole point, I mean, I can definitely share why it would be very important to brand. Branding is a really powerful marketing technique, and it has the potential to set up a person or their business for success and help them really stand out. There's a lot of people in social media and on social media, and so you just wonder, how do you get to know one another? You know, a lot of people are doing the same thing. So it really involves helping your customers to form a really recognizable association with you specifically, and it helps identify you and your unique promise of value, what you're going to be able to provide to that client. So it's really about creating an experience. So the reason it's so powerful and it's very exciting is because it just helps potential customers remember you or remember your business. And if people can recognize your brand, then the chances are they're just going to be it's going to be greater that they're going to do business with you sometime in the future. For example, when we met, you know, we met mm-hmm. online, and you contacted me in regards to a pen, and mm-hmm. And then from there, you know, we met in person, and then I had the opportunity to be on the show. So it just kind of catapults into this whole other area just because of that that initial introduction.
You mentioned the pen, and you mentioned it was Pinterest, and actually AK found you first. She's the one who found one of your infographics and pinned it. Of course, I follow everything AK does, and then I repinned it, but then I took it the next step. But so branding and getting that word out, it's that domino effect and word of mouth type of marketing. Because if AK hadn't have found it, I don't know that I would have found you yet.
Right.
It's been a little longer. And she's in Baltimore.
Yeah, that I just found that amazing. I was shocked because I think I had just started with that series and just pinned the infographic. And I'll talk a little bit, you know, later about how important, you know, that type of, you know, providing graphics and visuals are to a person or a brand's marketing techniques.
Yeah, I'm a huge infographic junkie. So even when I'm doing presentations about Pinterest, you know, one of the things is, you know, infographics are great to pin because they take up so much real estate. So I think it's cool that just what Deb was saying, that you know, actually works for you.
Right, and what I love about infographics is they tell a story, and a lot of times stories are what, you know, sell people on you or, you know, on you personally or your products or services. So it's a great way to tell your story.
Absolutely.
I agree. I love them. I do. Actually, Sarah, you and I will have to sit down and talk because I know you generate a lot of infographics on your own. And I think Social Geek Radio needs a good infographic message.
Infographic. I'd be happy.
It does. It does. So you were talking about, you know, branding being very powerful, but I bet you have a few tips on, you know, how we can go about to stand out and customer loyalty. Because I saw those in your infographics.
Yes. Actually, they're of course, the reasons why we brand, you know, one, you want to stand out. You know, there's much to say for a great name, just like Social Geek Radio. That's very catchy. I was immediately attracted to it whenever I saw you come up, and then I saw the name. I was like, wow, that is so cool. I mean, it's cool to be a geek now. It's cool to be a nerd. So I don't know if it was always like that, but it is now. Basically, it helps you to, you know, people tend to remember you or your business if you make it distinct, and I think you've done an excellent job with the radio show. And it's really harder to remember a company with a generic name, you know. So Social Geek Radio, of course, that to me stands out. It distinguishes you, your purpose and your business focus. Right away, I can tell what you do. So we have to just remember that, you know, if customers can remember your name, it's easier for them to make referrals for you too. So a lot of people struggle with that because you should be able to communicate what it is you do or what service you provide, and also your customers should be able to do that as well. And, again, I do know some people do struggle with that piece. The second thing or the reason why we should brand is due to customer loyalty. And the fact is, of course, as we all know, people, you know, they want to do business with people or brands that they know, people that they like or trust. And so we build these close bonds with these brand identities. We can look around our homes and see the brands that we gravitate towards. So, you know, consumers, we want quality products that we can trust. So even businesses and individuals need to be able to create this type of a magnetic brand so that people are attracted to them. So one of the things I think is really important is to consider, you know, the type of experience that you want to create for your audience and for your clients. So, again, the experience that you're creating with your radio show, it's fun and lively and really conversational. So that's what attracts people to Social Geek Radio. And if your company delivers great products and services and has a really good brand identity, then people, they just tend to remember you. So that's really helpful. And then the third reason is, of course, top of mind whenever you – the reason why you want a brand is you always remain top of mind whenever you become well-known when you build your brand. So you want people to – who've not done business with you to still know who you are and what it is that you do. And if they see you across all these different social media platforms, I mean, we have so many, Pinterest, LinkedIn, you know, Facebook, Twitter. If they see your ads, they hear you on the radio, or they see these different things that you're doing in other media outlets like television or radio, then they know your brand identity. And so when the time comes, they're going to remember your message, so they're going to remember you as being top of mind. So those are really the top three reasons why it's really important for people to brand.
I know you're going to talk about, you know, how to begin branding yourself, but does one have to consider that brand that they're building for themselves, and is there a difference in that type of profile identity that they're building when you're talking about different social media platforms or different profiles? Or I guess I want to use platforms. You know, is my Facebook identity and the brand that I'm building there going to be the same as my Twitter, is my LinkedIn, is my Social Geek Radio?
Deb, that's an excellent question. Actually, what you want to do and what helps with the brand recognition is that consistency. So being consistent across platforms is really what people will continue to follow. That's why they will continue to follow you. So they, you know, they're hearing you on the radio, and then they're seeing you on Facebook, and then they're following your tweets on Twitter, and the message is consistent. It just prevents brand confusion whenever you know some people out there, they're not quite sure. And again, a lot of people do struggle with this initially, especially entrepreneurs. They have a lot of interest. The joke is, you know, all entrepreneurs have the attention deficit disorder, you know, because we have interest in different things, and a lot of times if you don't have a focus, it's confusing to you because you don't really know, well, who do you target? But then it's very confusing for people that may be following you because they're not quite sure. Like, I think they do this, but I'm not sure because maybe they do that. So that just helps create the consistency, just keeps it easy for people to be able to understand and explain and refer to you. Mm-hmm. That's why it's really important to be consistent.
That makes sense. So I know that you have lots and lots and lots of ways that you can share with us of how to begin branding, but why don't you give us some of your top suggestions on, I think what I had read earlier, too, was a brand positioning.
Mm-hmm. Certainly. Oh, yes, about brand positioning.
Mm-hmm.
Well, basically, again, that's a good way to begin to brand yourself. You basically want to begin with brand positioning, and the way you do that is just begin by creating a recognizable image A lot of times, because social media is so visual, it's really important that the very first thing that people do is they will, you know, first of all, brand themselves and then create this image that people get in their mind whenever they think about them. And you can do that in a variety of ways. For example, you know, your blog should be, you know, very inviting and, you know, look very clean and just provide a lot of the elements that makes it attractive to people for them to stay on and visit with you. As I mentioned earlier, you know, we talked about the importance of graphics and different things like infographics that help tell a story. Other things that contribute to that whole message is your branded bio. You know, what are you saying on these social media platforms in your bios? They should pretty much all be consistent and say the same, you know, have the same information on them. What's really a real easy way to up-level your brand is to actually have a branded photo. And, you know, a professional photo goes a long way in anything you do. You have to have it done anyway, because if you get speaking engagements or people want to, you know, even for Blog Talk Radio, I had to provide my photo. So you're going to need a professional photo. So it's really helpful if you go ahead on and do that instead of, you know, whenever the situation. I always like to prepare for something that could happen, you know, for when it does happen, especially when you have goals. And I think that's a wonderful way for people, for your listeners, to go ahead on and position themselves is to have a photo, a professional photo done, so then they can actually use that for a variety of different things. They could use it on their about page. They could use it on their social media profiles and provide it in, you know, press releases, have it in a media kit. So it goes a long way to have a branded photo. Some other fun little things that people can do. One of the things I wrote about or, you know, blogged about on my road trip for the brand new was QR codes, which is stands for quick response code. That's those little black, looks like little scan devices or those little squares. And, again, once people may visit my website, they'll see what those look like. But those are fun little ways, marketing, you know, techniques that people could use to add that experience to their brand that would make it fun for people to come and visit. As we mentioned, brand consistency is important. Whenever you have, for example, the photo and being consistent on social media platforms with your photo, you know, imagine you're in the sea of people, and you know how many people, you know, could be following you on Twitter or on Facebook. If you're not real familiar with that person or that brand, if they have different profile photos on different social media networks, then that photo, in my mind, I'm always looking for that photo that I remember them, say, on Facebook. And then if I go to Twitter and I see a different photo, I don't connect that that's that person. So being consistent, having the profile photos the same, it helps people be able to recognize that person or their brand. So that's really, really important. And then the same thing with messaging. The messages and the profiles and the things that you're saying should be consistent as well. We're going to talk about taglines a little bit more in depth, but that's definitely another way to help with how to begin branding yourself. And there's other offline ways that can then go online, like, for example, a business card, a branded business card, even though that's something tangible that you would give someone out at a networking event. Like, I don't know if I gave you one of my business cards yesterday, but that's a way that you can actually hand someone something so they can take you away with them. And then you can actually take a graphic of that card and put it in your email signature in your email or put it on your website. An email signature is another way, a small way that people can add to extend their brand so that when people get emails from them, they have that information where they can stay in touch with them. And then positioning, brand positioning, that's huge. It really talks about being visible, being memorable, and being irresistible to your clients. But again, brand positioning, you begin to brand yourself by creating that experience, as I mentioned, for your fans, friends, and followers. And one way to do that, as I had said earlier, is branding your email signature. It creates, you know, when you think about it, and I know for myself, and I had emails, unless it's a junk email, I would more normally keep it and put it in a folder. And so emails stick around for a while. And so when you put your signature, when you brand your signature and put it in an email, then it gets forwarded and responded to, and then that person that you're visiting with, you know, via email, they consistently see your logo, they consistently see your social media platforms or any other information that you have in that signature line, and it creates stickability, longevity, and it could be even viral at times if they're forwarding that to groups of people.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have to share with you, we have a loyal listener out of Arizona who has a business called Mango Tree Brands, and did, you mentioned earlier, a QR code. Dana's been doing QR codes for us for a while, but we really wanted to do something fun for folks like yourself that have taken the time out to be our guests, and I have for you, Sarah, a branded koozie. And it has a QR code on it, and it's our colors of Social Geek Radio in orange and black. And it says on it that I geek it out with Social Geek Radio. And then if you scan the QR code, it brings you to the show. So what I've noticed with the koozies, and folks can go to the Facebook page and see some of our loyal listeners who have the koozies have taken pictures of themselves and posted it. But that was AK's idea to come up with a koozie. And AK, I've seen them around. People like those things.
Oh yeah, I think they're great. I mean, people who I just run into, I kind of keep a couple in my car and I give them out when I go to speaking events and stuff. And they're like, oh my gosh, this is great. Mm-hmm. And then they're drinking and they're like, oh, I should listen to the show.
And they it's a koozie. I have it in my car, too, and you always have a cold drink in the car, not an alcoholic beverage, but, you know, a soda or whatever, a coffee. So it's there, but I have a second one in there because it holds my cell phone and my garage remote. And then I had given one out to at a speaking engagement I went to, and they took a picture and sent it to me, and I don't think I've put it up on Facebook yet, but they used it for a holder on the airplane for their cords to their laptop, and they said, wow, this is really cool. Like, and that folks on the plane saw it and were looking at it and scanning it. So
yeah,
it's just we're going to go viral with these koozies. I'm going to have to order some more.
Yeah.
from Dana, start handing them out.
Fantastic, and thank you. I really am thrilled that I'm going to get one.
Yes, you're going to get one. And yes, send people our way. But yeah, and they're fun. And so, you know, you're talking about branding and being consistent and having fun. And I was really coming up with boring ideas, you know, what to do, like stickers, which, you know, those are fine and things like that. And AK said, well, what about a koozie? So thinking a little bit outside of the box of how to be visible and brand yourself, I think takes some creativity.
Yes, that's an excellent way. You've demonstrated an excellent way that you can, you know, create an experience, have fun, and then still stand out with the way you're using the QR code. That's great.
We have fun. Yeah, and QR, I keep thinking too, okay, I mean, how long have we been talking about QR codes? I mean, it's been for years, and I just keep thinking that they're going to die out, but they really aren't. They're still out there.
Yep, they pop up all the time, and I see them. Actually, I feel like I still see them in more and more places. So, you know, they're not dead.
Yeah, they're in a lot of magazines.
So Sarah, you and I are both here in Houston, and I don't want to name which radio station or TV station it is, but every night on the news or in the morning, they'll say, and here's our QR code. At least now when they flash it up on the screen, they pause and give people to scan it, because it used to come up and they'd say, and here's our QR code and you can scan it and then you'll get the weather and you'll get traffic, and then it's gone. It's like, okay, really, I'm not. And it goes away. And I actually had wrote into that. I was like, you need to give people a minute, and you need to tell people what it is. So it's funny watching them over the last couple of weeks now starting to explain, okay, here's a QR code. Now you need to go download your QR code friendly reader, because I know there's other folks who don't understand what it is and what's flashing across their screen.
Exactly. And, you know, you can have a lot of fun with it. And one of the stops on the series that I just finished up, I wrote a whole blog post about QR codes. And you know, you can use them in a fun way. You have to explain to people what they are. A lot of people already know what they are. They know to whip out their scanner to scan it. But even on a blog post, I did a little fun, like, scavenger, and I had contests on that blog post where people would go on and they would scan the QR code on the blog post, and then they would get – I gave away 3 custom QR codes and then a brainstorming session with me for just playing the game, and it just got a lot of people involved. And, you know, now you have some people that are, you know, more educated about QR codes and how they can use them in their business to create fun activities for their customers.
Yeah, I've seen them used at conventions. The IFA convention, the Franchise Association convention 2 years ago, did a QR code scavenger hunt and some big prizes. So they are still around. So there's lots of things, as you're talking about, you know, lots of things to be visible. You mentioned a blog post. You can guess, guest blog. What you have something coming up, I believe, didn't I read, with Forbes list of top websites?
Well, actually, I got nominated for the Forbes top websites for careers. And that's one way when we talk about being visible, you know, getting your brand out there. So definitely that would be a way. You want to get listed on a list. So, you know, you think about what major association or magazine or website that's doing some fantastic things that has a lot of you know, respect in the industry that you're in, and they have a lot of different things that they may do. For example, you know, Forbes is one that they have these lists, and you get nominated. Or people may nominate you for things, and you didn't even realize there was a contest going on until they contact you and say, "Hey, I nominated you for this." And by the time you look up, then you've been named as top something, like top 100 or top 10 or the most of something or the best of something. So that's a great opportunity to be able to get yourself out there and, again, be visible. That's a key in brand positioning. It just helps you get out there. And there's a variety of other ways to do that, too. You can do like you're doing, you know, here tonight with you doing the radio show. You could write a book or an e-book, of course, starting a blog. Or you can guest blog on someone else's blog, so that gets you more exposure. People can, you know, do things like teach or train others in whatever their area of expertise. They can speak at events or, you know, even at networking events or chambers of commerce or any type of event where they do speaking. And then I would say, you know, you even seek out nominations. If there's something that you're interested in, find out if they provide some type of a program where maybe you might be nominated, and then you can participate in opportunities to help you get noticed. So, like I said, you know, the top list or magazines, and I was just thrilled again to the two nominations that I did receive. One was from Forbes, just again a nomination for this top list that they have going on, and then Social Media Examiner, a best Facebook fan page nomination was placed as well. So you want to take advantage of these types of opportunities to help you gain visibility and just really get out there and get noticed, and then it just kind of gets more people associated with what you're doing.
Well, and it's hard to well, it's great. Congratulations that you've been nominated. So I think folks can go to your Facebook page, isn't it, Dr. Sarah David Biz? And they can then be linked so that they can place their votes?
You know what? Actually, I don't think I have it. I can post it out there, and I would love it if they were able to place their vote. I would very much appreciate it. Thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah, we'll put it there. Yeah, and put it on our Facebook page. But it's great to be nominated, but sometimes I think we have a hard time asking for the votes or the nominations.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I think it's human nature a lot of times. I think some people have a little bit more trouble with it, you know, more of a challenge with it than other people. But you know, a lot of times you don't want to come across as, you know, self-promoting. And so, again, that's what I think even with social media, it's so helpful because you may contact someone. I mean, I always get, and I'm sure both of you do as well, get people that will contact me via social media and say, hey, I've been nominated for this. Will you vote for me? And I don't think anything about it. I just say, oh, sure, I'll go vote. And sometimes you have to go and vote multiple times until the contest is done. So I don't ever think that, but I think then I'm thinking about myself and how would I feel about, you know, asking people to check it out and, you know, see if they like it and if they would vote for me or nominate me. But yeah, I think it's all a part of being bold, you know, for your brand and really sticking yourself out there so that, you know, again, we have to kind of get out of our own way and not feel that discomfort so that other people can really be exposed to the message that you have to share. So I think it's just, you know, I think it's all in the way you do it. It makes it easier.
I agree. And you have to ask for those votes. I have to start asking for the nominations.
Yeah.
I don't know what I want to be nominated for, but I want to be on a list. Hey, Kay, would you put me on a list?
Yeah, sure. I nominate you for a lot of things. I just forget to tell you about them sometimes.
You forget to tell me about it. Oh, great. I wonder what I'm out there for.
Yeah, so those are great opportunities. Anything like that, you know, regardless of how big or small it is, you just think about, you know, you get on these individual smaller lists and then your brand gets more recognition and then it continues to grow. And then that stuff you can actually list on your website. It just goes up it goes and becomes a part of, you know, you're about and things that you share and that other people like what you're doing. So it's that social proof.
You hear that word a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's a term that you hear a lot in social media mm-hmm. now. A lot of marketing,
yeah.
Social proof.
Yeah. And it's helpful because, again, we all want to do, I know even for me, before I even purchase some things, sometimes I will take a look and see, oh, what are the reviews and, you know, what are people thinking? Yep, just make sure it's a legitimate review. But yeah, for the most part, I think it's so helpful on Amazon or some of these other sites. And I know even on Facebook, they have these different apps where you can do that. I think it's helpful to help other consumers make decisions about products and services.
Mm-hmm. So,
I have a
as
question.
A business owner, oh, she's got a question.
I do. And this is sort of backtracking to the sort of branding imagery, and this might be kind of far out there, but something I've always wondered about. Sarah, I noticed on your website that for your picture in a lot of the places, you have a cartoon figure of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I have seen so many people doing that recently, and I actually saw this one woman who, as part of her services, she was a branding professional also, as part of her services was offering that as a service to
yes.
the cartoons for people because she
yes.
was saying it's such a new popular thing for branding. Is that what was sort of part of your thought process in deciding to use that for yours?
Yeah, you know, that's a fantastic question. I think if you, you know, when you think about mascots or, you know, whatever you'd call them, you know, you think about brands like Geico and, you know,
Aflac,
MetLife and Aflac and all those different things. And they have these cute little memorable characters that represent their brand, and we all know who they are. You know, it's corny as we hear the little duck saying Aflac, it's
mm-hmm.
just you remember what it is. And anytime I meet someone that is an Aflac representative, they always have this duck, you know, at the expo. And so it's just brand recognition. For me personally, I thought that a character would help, you know, I consider myself to be sort of witty at times, but people don't really pick that up a lot of times because I have to be so professional in so many different settings. So right. I think the character makes me seem approachable, which I am, but sometimes people aren't quite sure. And it just helped it just helped me be able to do something different and to represent a social savvy Sarah. And then I can actually sort of live through that character, you know, so to speak. Like, again, on this Road to Social Media blog post series, she was, you know, she had all these different little outfits on, a little hat, different little hats mm-hmm. going on. She was in the car saying little things in the little social bubble. And it just was fun. I mean, it just makes it fun. And I think, again, it goes back to creating that experience for your clients. And absolutely, I think it's a great idea. I think that also you have to be careful not to hide behind that because
right.
people do want to see a real person. So in things that I do, you know, even though I have that character in my header, the likeness, I do have a picture of myself in the about page so that people still know who you are. And I would always suggest that people use their own photo of themselves in their profile pics and not put a character or something else because people want to – people connect with people. And
right.
And if you're branding yourself, you know, I want to see your beautiful face in the profile or your handsome face in the profile. So I provide – those cartoon characters too, and it's really fun to transform someone from how they are in real life, and just again, it's like this virtual playground that we're playing in, and you can do a lot of different things there. Great question.
Cool. Well, I might have to talk to you about one of those because I need a cartoon AK.
And yeah, you do need a character. I think I could see it now. She wouldn't wear a tiara. We have a tiara-wearing friend. But, you know, you see, well, Sarah, you met Laurie the other day at our social.
Yeah.
And she has a blog. It's called Wear Your Tiara to Work. And she just wears, she's got, I think, a half a dozen tiaras now. So AK is more of a geek hat
mm-hmm.
kind of person, but not the geek beanie, AK. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I might have to have a Raven's hat on.
I was thinking it'd have to be something geeky with the Raven. I don't know, Sarah. You would have a really tough job with this one because
maybe,
you got to dig into the personality and
yeah, maybe a Raven beanie.
We could definitely talk about it. We could come up with something fun.
Please don't call me. I love the character. Now I'm going to get stuck on that. And, of course, the infographics, I'm trying to figure out, you know, how can we use what you've been doing, Sarah, with the infographics to get our message out?
Mm-hmm. Yes. You definitely, with the infographics, again, everything online now is becoming more visual. You know, we used to do a lot of text, you know, just the type word, the text, and now you see more graphics, you see more even infographics, you see more video, you just see a lot of things that really engage people, and it's working. I mean, people that see a graphic are so much likely to engage in that graphic than they would to read what you have written out there, that whole, you know, paragraph or the text you have out there. So that's what makes it more intriguing. It pulls the eye down through your blog post or, you know, on your website whenever you have graphics in strategic places. So it's just a great way to tell a story, and, you know, you have to be strategic about it. You might have a process that you have that then you put on, you make it visual, and with pictures and graphics and all kinds of fun things that explains the process. So it's a fun way to engage your audience.
And we like to have fun.
Yes, absolutely.
Some of us like to have a little bit more fun than others, you know, tiaras, and some of us don't really like pictures, so we'll have to have a cartoon or video. I'm picking on AK now. I have to pick on AK.
Bring it on.
She's good. So as a let's think about a very first thing a business owner, an entrepreneur, professional should do as they're starting their business and starting to think about, you know, this whole branding process. I mean, all of this sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
Where should they start? Where should they get just that clear focus that they should begin?
Yes, I think this specific area, an entrepreneur or a professional just getting clear, I see a lot of people being challenged in this area. Again, they know they have all these different interests, but they don't know how to harness that into, you know, and focus it. So it's really important to get clear on what your brand image is and how you want to present yourself digitally, you know, online. So finding out what you're known for is really helpful. So again, an individual might consider themselves, say, they may be consider themselves an international traveler, but they want to present that more in their brand because nobody knows that. You know, no one knows that they like to travel internationally. So how do you bring yourself to your brand? How do you bring yourself into and put it forth so people can connect with you on that level? So again, there's small things a person may do to help people understand, like, you know, I really like to travel internationally. Like maybe they may take a graphic of a clock, you know, with all the different times in the time zones and in other countries and have it on their blog. Or, you know, different things they may, you know, take little aspects of that so that people can then begin to see that part of them. So a lot of times, again, they're not really clear about what their brand is or what they want to be known for. They know what they want to be known for, but they don't really know how others perceive them. So one of the things that I offer, I actually have a free personal branding assessment on my website that people can take, and it's a good gauge of, it gives you an assessment. It's a 360 assessment. A person will take it themselves, and then they'll invite their people that they know, their friends, family, colleagues, and people that know them well to provide them feedback. And once that feedback is provided, it's all confidential, so the responses can people can just be as honest as they'd like to. We get the responses back, and then we compare, okay, how do I see myself? And then, okay, how do my colleagues and my family and friends see me? And is it congruent? Does it match? And if it doesn't, then it helps the person to be able to determine what they need to work on, you know, and what they want to, you know, present more of. So that helps with being clear. And then, of course, you know, helping them with brand audits, and I do brainstorming sessions, too, to help them just get clear on what these processes are. Because that's really the first thing. You don't really know how to target that. You can spin your wheels for years doing a business or providing a service and really still not know, well, who's my target market and who, you know, really, you know, what am I known for? And, you know, you've probably seen people like that. They're a little bit kind of you're not quite sure, and it's because they're struggling with that.
They're struggling with their own, I don't want to say identity, but they are struggling with who their target audience, because they don't understand quite what their target message needs to be. But I think that's just the grooming and the growing and trying to build that business and build that brand, and then they'll get that niche. But having folks like you to help them out certainly will set them in the right path. Why don't you give everybody your contact information so that they know how to reach you, whether it's LinkedIn or Pinterest or Google, or give us all your platform profiles.
Certainly. I'd love to get social with your audience. And actually what I'd love to offer is I have a free gift to offer your listeners, both now on the call or anybody in the future. Your audience will go to Facebook, facebook.com/DrSarahDavidBiz, and that's DrSarahDavidBiz, and they click on the graphic at the top that says 100 tips to build your powerful personal brand so you can be socially savvy. And then I'll provide them with 100 tips that they can use to kind of chip away. I mean, this whole branding process, it's a trip. I mean, it's a journey. And little things that you do, you can add to it each, you know, and every day. And out of these 100 tips, there's bound to be something that someone can implement that then help solidify their brand even more. Mm-hmm. So that's my Facebook page. And then for Twitter, my handle is at Dr. Sarah David Biz, same. And then my blog is socialsavvysarah.com. That's just socialsavvy, S-A-V-V-Y, Sarah, S-A-R-A-H.com. LinkedIn, you know how they have that. It's basically the end
right.
of Dr. Sarah David. Pinterest is Dr. Sarah David, and then Google Plus is Dr. Sarah David as well.
Very good. Yes, and yeah, you're out. I think I have found all your connections now, and we're connected. But definitely got you on Pinterest first. So thank you for all those blog posts and your pins. They're very good. And thank you for joining us tonight.
Yes, I am so, again, I was thrilled. I've been excited about this since you even contacted me about it, and just so happy to be able to share, you know, my experience and, you know, be able to be of service to your listeners. So thank you so much for the opportunity.
Very good. And we will see, you and I will see each other at the next, there'll be a social media club breakfast at the end of the month, and maybe we'll see each other before that, but we'll just keep this whole social media networking going. So if you'd like to hang with us now, we're going to move into AK's Geek It Out, but if you have to go, we understand, and we'll talk to you again soon, and I will get you your koozie to you before you know it.
Excellent, excellent, and I'd love to hang out and geek it out with you.
Okay, well, hold on. So we're going to move
okay.
it into Geek It Out. See if we can get our music going. Oh, I don't think it wants to play again. Oh, here it comes. Okay, I see your shoulders.
It's a very geeky show. The kind you listen to with mother. Social me.
Goes. Okay. We're ready.
Okay. Very good. All right. Well, before we get started, I wanted to tell everybody that we have updated the cover image on our Facebook page to represent our awesome koozies. So if you want to be included in our cover image, all you need to do is A, get a koozie. So you can share ideas with us for Geek It Out sites on our Facebook page. And if we choose yours, we'll send you a koozie. Or you can contact us about being a guest on the show. But once you have a koozie, take a picture, upload it to our page, and we'll start adding everybody to our cover image with a picture of the koozie.
I love them. Look at those smiling faces on that Facebook page. So it's just facebook.com, Social Geek Radio. It is so cool.
Yep. All right. So moving on to Geek It Out. The first one we'll do is one that you invited me to this week, which is discovercircle.com.
Oh, yes.
And this one, I believe they have it for iPhone and Android,
mm-hmm.
so it's a phone application. And basically it will tell you if you have any Facebook friends nearby. I think it's just Facebook, right?
You know, I think it is, and I cannot believe I went to that networking event the other night, and I totally forgot. I kept mentally telling myself, check it out, because, and I forgot to check in. Darn it.
Yeah, well, I downloaded the app on my phone, and
mm-hmm.
Basically it will only tell you your friends who are around you on Facebook if they also have the Circle app.
Right.
So the app itself is relying on you to tell your Facebook friends to join up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. I invited like a billion people. I don't know if anybody accepted my invite, but, you know.
I sent some out too, and I know BJ. So you'll have to, BJ Emerson and Lori Windham is on there. I sent a few more out.
Yeah. So we'll have to take the circle revolution by storm.
It's something, though. It's like, sure, we need one more app on our phones.
Yeah, exactly. All right, the next site is idego.co. Idego.co. I guess it's idego.co. Anywho, all you have to do is hook up your Instagram or your Foursquare. GitHub is on here and also Twitter, but apparently Twitter is currently disabled. I think they crashed the site or something. But anyway, you hook it up and it will tell you where you felt, what user number you were, and like for Instagram, I was in the first 54% of users, and for Foursquare, I was in the first 4.16% of users.
Oh, yeah.
So it's kind of cool what this tells you. Where you rank among all users and where you rank amongst your friends. But I blame Instagram for not having the Android app soon enough. Otherwise, I would have been way earlier.
You would have ranked a lot higher.
Yeah.
Or earlier. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's that one. The next one is called unshorten.it. So unshorten.it. And I've actually been using this one a lot lately. Basically, if you see a short URL anywhere, whether it's a Bitly URL
mm-hmm.
or a shortened Twitter URL, what have you, sometimes you might be leery or hesitant to click on it because you don't know exactly what's behind that QR code, especially on things like Twitter.
Yeah.
I mean, not QR code,
mm-hmm.
shortened URL. Yeah, cause
right.
It could be spam or malware or anything like that. So if you put the shortened URL into here and click unshorten it, it will tell you what the destination URL is, and it also gives you a safety rating for that URL.
Oh, what a good idea.
Yeah.
Oh, I have to bookmark that. Okay.
Yeah, so now you can click with caution or something like that.
Well, and because so, yeah, and especially on Twitter, there's so many shortened URLs, and I just click without thinking.
Yeah, so we have to learn to be cautious. All right, the next one is called collabfinder.com, C-O-L-L-A-B, Finder, F-I-N-D-E-R.com. And the premise behind this site is you can add yourself if you are a freelancer or an entrepreneur or you have skills to offer, and then you can also search. So you can search for people, like if you're working on a project and you need a graphic designer or somebody who knows HTML or anything like that, you can say you're interested in somebody or what skill or by location or all of the above. And as more people add themselves to the site, you can look for people in your area to work on projects with.
All right, give me the URL again because I must not have typed it in correctly, please.
It's collab.
Ah, that's what it was.
finder.com.
Okay, collab finder.
Yeah. So I typed in Baltimore, Maryland, and there was 12 people who had added that, which I was actually surprised that it was that many. So I think it would be really neat if this site catches on. It would be a really good thing for people to be able to do to connect with one another to work on projects.
Oh, good. Okay, I like that one.
Yeah. All right, the next one is, I don't know how you pronounce it, but it's TWERIOD.com. TWERIOD.com. And you connect it with your Twitter, and it looks through your Twitter followers, and it tells you when the most people who are following you are on Twitter. And it breaks it down by weekends, Sundays, Mondays, weekdays, and combined. And it does sort of, it'll tell you general times that people are on. But the one thing I like about this one compared to others that I've seen that do something similar is it also looks at people who have mentioned you or at-replied you. So it's kind of taking it one step further, not only when are your followers on, but when are your followers on and interacting with you?
Mm-hmm.
To give you a sense of times that, like, if you had a really important announcement or a blog post to put out, you might want to be focused on these times. It only analyzes up to 1,000 followers before you have to pay them for the premium version, which I think is like $5. But even when it analyzed 1,000 of my people, I feel like it gave me some good insights to go off of. So I haven't paid for that version, the pro version yet, but I might just check it out and see and then test that for a little while and see if I see more action during those times.
So another going. Very good.
Yeah. All right, I have one more, and this is Y, just the letter Y, Pix, PIX.ME. So ypix.me. And the premise of this is simply if you have an image to share with somebody and you don't want to send it an email, or if the file is too large to send in an email, or if you just want to post it online somewhere where there's no option to upload an image, you can drop the photo onto the site or you can upload it, and it will give you a URL for that picture, so that when you share the URL with somebody and they click on it or put it into their address bar, the picture just opens right up on their screen.
Cool beans.
Yep. And that's all she's got.
They're all very good. Okay. And I'm going to assume that you've tagged these to your Pinterest board, your social media Pinterest
board? I have not yet, but I certainly will.
See? Hint, hint, because I'm on your Pinterest board. It's like, oh, I shouldn't tag them yet. So I can't repent them. Good.
Yep, I will get on that.
Very good. So, Sarah, you're still with us, aren't you?
I am still
here.
Nope,
I think. Oh, shit. I thought your line was still there. So we've got some new geeky sites for you as well. Okay.
Yes.
And for everybody that's listening, thank you to all our listeners tonight that were hanging in here and wearing their tiaras and their beanie caps and popped over to the Facebook page because I've seen some over there. So have a good night and a good weekend, ladies.
Yep, you too. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Very good. Sarah, I'll see you soon. And AK, I hope to see you sooner.
All right. Bye, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.